Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
France and Spain are set to meet in what promises to be one of the greatest World Cup semifinals in years, with the two most impressive sides at World Cup 2026 going head-to-head on Tuesday evening at Dallas Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Kickoff is scheduled for 8 p.m. British summertime, with UK viewers able to follow live on ITV1, STV1, or ITVX from 7 p.m. Spain's head coach, Luis de la Fuente, has already dubbed the match the final before the final, a sentiment echoed by France manager Didier Deschamps, who went as far as naming Spain as favorites, despite France topping the world rankings and winning every game in the tournament. Deschamps praised Spain's ability both to attack and defend, noting that the reigning European champions have conceded just one goal throughout the competition. An otherwise flawless run, he acknowledged, was punctuated only by an opening draw against Cape Verde. Spain are also hunting back-to-back major titles after winning Euro 2024, and their recent record against France makes for compelling context. They eliminated Deschamps' side in a thrilling Euro 2024 semifinal 2 years ago, a match that saw Lamine Yamal become the youngest scorer in European Championship history. And they also beat France in last year's Nations League. Yamal, who turned 19 on Monday, has yet to fully announce himself at this World Cup, though the Barcelona forward remains a potential match winner. Spain have been further boosted by Nico Williams returning to action late in their quarterfinal win over Belgium. On the French side, the attacking trio of Kylian Mbappe, Ousmane Dembele, and Michael Olis has lit up the tournament, with Mbappe topping the golden boot standings on 8 goals, alongside Argentina's Lionel Messi, as he chases a third consecutive World Cup final appearance. Mbappe, who iced his ankle after the quarterfinal win over Morocco, trained the following day, and Deschamps expressed no concerns about his fitness. A selection question does remain in midfield, however, where Orelsan Chouameni has recovered from a groin problem that kept him on the substitutes bench against Morocco. Deschamps confirmed the Real Madrid player is now available, though stopped short of declaring him fully fit. England face a World Cup semifinal selection dilemma? Former England striker Darren Bent is calling on the national team to take a bold selection gamble ahead of their World Cup semifinal against holders Argentina, the only side standing between England and their first final since 1966. Speaking on TalkSport, Bent suggested that Marcus Rashford should start on the right wing if Bukayo Saka is not fully fit, with Anthony Gordon taking the left. Bent has been openly critical of Noni Madueke's performances, pointing to costly offside errors and a failure to take on his fullback as key reasons why the winger simply hasn't delivered. Saka, who replaced Madueke against Norway, earned noticeably higher ratings on FOTMOP, 7.4 compared to Madueke's 6.6. England reached the semifinals after beating Norway 2-1 in extra time in the quarterfinals. However, the Rashford option carries its own risks. He has not featured in either of England's last two matches and has played on the right wing around 200 times fewer than on the left throughout his career. Whether England's manager opts for caution or a shakeup, the stakes could hardly be higher against the reigning world champions. The Messi-Ronaldo debate has become a social media hellscape built on lies and engagement farming. What do a Japanese soldier who kept fighting for 29 years after World War II ended and the Lionel Messi versus Cristiano Ronaldo debate have in common? Both refuse to surrender long after the war is over. A post by the account NoodleHairCR7 on X recently claimed that Messi was gifted 8 penalties on his way to scoring 20 World Cup goals. An astonishing piece of mental gymnastics to downplay the achievement of a player who has scored more World Cup goals than anyone in history. And it collected 46,000 likes, roughly the capacity of the Toronto Stadium. For context, Ronaldo has scored 11 World Cup goals in 6 tournaments, with 4 of those coming from the penalty spot. And 18% of his entire career goal tally has been from penalties, compared to 12% for Messi. Messi has been playing at different levels than Ronaldo, mostly because he is older. For 17 years, most of the world watched Ronaldo dominate Barcelona. Ronaldo's life is a guidepost. Ronaldo's career with Chelsea was fast, only because he was not intending to stay there.
When Ronaldo was with Spurs, he was literally a changeling. When Ronaldo was with Real Madrid, he was the only Real Madrid, which the Messi player was unwilling to do. When Ronaldo was with Juventus, he was only Juventus, which uncontestably so was the worst Messi player ever. When Ronaldo was with Manchester United, he was only Manchester United, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Saudi Arabia, he was only Saudi Arabia, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. Messi has been playing at different levels than Ronaldo, mostly because he is older. For 17 years, most of the world watched Ronaldo dominate Barcelona. Ronaldo's life is a guidepost. Ronaldo's career with Chelsea was fast, only because he was not intending to stay there. When Ronaldo was with Spurs, he was literally a changeling. When Ronaldo was with Real Madrid, he was the only Real Madrid, which the Messi player was unwilling to do. When Ronaldo was with Juventus, he was only Juventus, which uncontestably so was the worst Messi player ever. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. Messi has been playing at different levels than Ronaldo, mostly because he is older. For 17 years, most of the world watched Ronaldo dominate Barcelona. Ronaldo's life is a guidepost. Ronaldo's career with Chelsea was fast, only because he was not intending to stay there. When Ronaldo was with Spurs, he was literally a changeling. When Ronaldo was with Real Madrid, he was the only Real Madrid, which the Messi player was unwilling to do. When Ronaldo was with Juventus, he was only Juventus, which uncontestably so was the worst Messi player ever. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do. When Ronaldo was with Ulshuang, he was only Ulshuang, which Messi could not hope to do.
Mbappe's 20 goals in 20 World Cup appearances is a genuinely remarkable record, and he is on the verge of becoming only the second player in history, after Cafu, to appear in 3 World Cup finals. But his achievements are being weaponized purely as ammunition in the Messi-Ronaldo debate. The formula driving all of this is grimly simple. Say something outrageous, wait for the outrage, watch the quote tweets pile up, and let the algorithm reward you. What makes it truly frightening is that these same tactics are being applied not just to football, but to politics, culture wars, and public health debates. Aston Villa hijack Newcastle's midfield target to boost their Champions League squad. Aston Villa have pulled off a significant transfer coup this summer, snatching Swiss World Cup midfielder Johan Mansambi from under Newcastle's nose by offering him Champions League football. Manzombi had already agreed personal terms with Newcastle, but Villa's European offer proved decisive, with the central midfielder arriving on the back of 9 goal contributions for Freiburg in the Bundesliga. Villa are also reportedly closing in on former Tottenham right-back Emerson Royal, with a 10 million euro bid submitted for the Brazilian, who is currently at Flamengo, and admitted he was flattered by the interest. In central defense, the club are working to extend contracts for both Ezri Konsa and Pau Torres, with Torres himself stating he has no intention of leaving before his current deal expires. With Lucas Digne turning 33, Villa are eyeing AC Milan's Purvis Estupiñan as a long-term option at left-back, a player who previously spent 3 years at Brighton. Further forward, Antonio Nusa of Leipzig has reportedly attracted attention from Villa, Arsenal, and Spurs, with the 21-year-old Norwegian valued at somewhere between 50 and 60 million euros following a strong World Cup campaign. Up front, with Ollie Watkins potentially heading to Fenerbahce, Villa reportedly sent scouts to watch Mexican striker Julian Quiñones, who scored 4 goals at the World Cup and netted 33 times in 31 league games for Alcaldía.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners, and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.